All right, welcome back to another episode of We Write Songs podcast. Today we've got a little bit of a change for from the interviews that we've had in the past, and we have Richard and Kevin from We Should Write Sometime. Hey, welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us. We are excited.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. So tell the listeners what it is you guys do.
Yeah, so it's pretty simple. So we started an app called We Should Write Sometime, and the easiest way to explain it is if you've ever used a dating app like Tinder or Bumble, we kind of call it the Tinder or Bumble, but for songwriters, just minus all the rated R stuff, if you will. But very simple, you know, there's a big problem with songwriters connecting with each other and finding those really, really good co-writes. And so within the app, a songwriter will build a profile where they'll put, you know, a picture in, a bio that they can put in, free text of what their genres, the styles that they have, any, you know, notable co-writes, kind of what they're looking for, kind of open for them. But also the big thing is being able to link your current SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, whatever, to your webpage, all of your socials, and then list out, you know, the skills that you have as a songwriter, top line, lyrics, melody, and then also the instruments you play. That way, as you're going through the app and you're seeing these songwriters, you can vet them and really listen to their styles and sounds, and making sure that if you're looking for someone that does melody and you do lyrics, that you vet that songwriter so you're saving a lot of time, right? And so that way you're setting up those perfect co-writes in advance. So it's geolocation based. But the nice part about it is being able to change your location. So if you're in an area that maybe there's not a lot of songwriters around you, you can change your location from maybe East Tennessee where you're located into Nashville and find writers that way. And then, you know, set up some Skype writes or set up some co-writes in advance, because there's a big thing that happens with songwriters flying from Nashville to LA or vice versa, just trying to meet other songwriters to set up co-writes. This will give you the opportunity to put yourself in those areas before you go there to set up rights in advance, saving a lot of time and money. So those are the PROs, the performing rights organizations, and so what that does is, obviously, as a songwriter, and we see on here, you know, which songwriters are registered with BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC. We'll expand that, obviously, as, you know, since we're in Canada and Australia, there's different PROs in those countries too. And so what that does is kind of gives just a little more information about that songwriter. I don't know if you want to go into.
Yeah. And a lot of our songwriters actually don't have a PRO. They don't know what a PRO is. And so we also want to be like an education tool. And that's why we put it up there, because we want people who are in these, you know, podunk towns of Illinois who are like, hey, what's an ASCAP or what's a BMI? And they research it and realize that if they want to put their music out there and get royalties from it, that they're going to have to register for a PRO. So as much as we can do to get the whole writer, like, the most knowledge possible, we're going to do. And also, the one big thing is that we didn't even mention yet, but the app is completely free. So we understand who our target audience is, which is typically the songwriter who's not making a ton of money. But we just want them the access to other songwriters without actually paying for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So it's more of, it's not just a connection tool. It's also an educational tool for the songwriters.
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, we're really focused, just because of where we are in the stage of our development and you know, life cycle, if you will. You know, we've only been live, if you will, about a year, but we haven't done any big launch or mass promotion or marketing. And because what we really want to focus on now is connecting songwriters and then growing this and adding as many users as possible, so that songwriters can set up as many co-writes as possible. But as we have seen over the last couple months, you know, when there is that feedback in the outreach to us personally of, hey, I've written a song, what do I do next? Or to Richard's point of, why do I need a PRO? So there is that, the things that we're starting to integrate now and giving some, you know, some partnerships that we're building to give value to the songwriters and our users to help them with all of this stuff as we continue to grow and scale. So yeah, we see there is the core focus of, hey, let's just connect songwriters that are around you, but then also, you know, across some countries and states. But then how do we continue to provide value? And that is, a lot of it's through the education phase.
Right. So about the co-writing, there's a lot of people, and I know myself, when I first began songwriting, it was all just stuff that I'd write in my bedroom, you know, as I'm getting ready for bed or whatever. And then when I was introduced to co-writing, I found a lot of benefits from that. And what are some things that songwriters can benefit from co-writing and, you know, finding people through this app to write with?
Yeah. Co-writing is one of the things I push so many people. If they say they write by themselves, I'm like, you need to get into a room with someone else or another two people, because what we get stuck on is when you're so close to a project, when you're writing your own song, a lot of times you're looking so narrowly at it that you may put different tenses in there without even knowing it. And you instantly in a co-write have that instant feedback of saying, oh, we can't say he there because we said I here. And then you're like, oh crap. You just saved the rest of the writing session because they caught that. So there's little perks in it with that whole, like the actual building out of the song, but just meeting new people who have different ideas and could run with it. I had this idea for a song called, it was called Red Wine and You, kind of like Red, White, and Blue. And I was looking at it as more of a negative space of a military personnel coming home. And so I brought it to two of my friends and I was like, I had this sweet song idea called Red Wine and You, and it's going to be about this and this. And then when we got into the room, they completely flipped it on his head and it went way better than expected because they had the insight of looking at it from the outside. So being able to have someone that could really break down your song. And what's great about co-writing too is that you don't have to waste a good song idea. If you're really committed, if I would have went in there and be like, no, this is what I want to write about, we would have just circled around to another song idea and I would have saved that one for another co-write. So there's so many benefits to writing with other writers, especially professional ones here in Nashville, because they do it Monday through Friday and they build this Rolodex of ideas and songs and words so that they can really streamline whatever you're trying to do.
There's another part of it too that we talk a lot about and on the data side, right? And we look at Billboard, you know, the top 100 hits, top 10 hits, and kind of what goes into making those songs. And over the last 3 years, there is significant data out there saying, hey, the trend in the number of songwriters it takes to make a hit is an increasing trend in a pretty drastic way. You know, last year, it took on average almost 5.5 songwriters to write, you know, the top 100 songs of last year. And the year before it was, you know, like 4.8. And then it, you know, so it is an increasing trend of saying, hey, I want to find that type of songwriter that's going to fit what we're looking for very specifically and bring them in, whether it's the top line or the tracks piece or lyrically or melody wise. So as we see that increasing trend, it's how do we then help make that process a lot more efficient? So it's, you know, that very personal side that Richard's talking about on the songwriting side, but then it's looking at the data and saying, okay, this is something that is very important for success, you know, and success is all relative to the songwriter. But when we look at those top hits, we see that co-writing is obviously a growing trend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I've noticed a lot on social media with artists that I've followed.
Yeah.
Big artists. I mean, that's what they spend their free time doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you cover just so much ground so much faster. Like when you get stuck in that dead zone to where you're like just thinking about words and someone just brings up something random, that feeds your ideas and just keeps going. So you're now like power of three when you have three people in the room of all these awesome ideas coming at you. Then you just get to decide which one's the best.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. As far as the app goes, what made you guys decide to do the dating style? The swipe right and left style.
Well, really, we wanted it to be as easy as possible for especially our generation now who are so used to the swipe left, swipe right. And there's so many other kind of, I don't know, the apps that we've used previously, not for songwriter and musicianhood kind of stuff, but they just give you a big array of things to choose from. And we were like, well, let's just break this down to the simplest thing. All we want to do is put two people in a room together And all these dating apps have been very successful at doing that. So let's just do something that people know, which is just swipe left or swipe right. And then we also, because we didn't want people to be, so if we get a big writer on this app, which we have a few, we don't want everyone just to be able to grab them and start pinging them because they don't want to be on the app if 1,000 people are reaching out to them. So this idea of giving them the ability to swipe left so they never have to connect with the person that they don't want to connect with. So it kind of takes away that stress on both ends. And there's also a stigma here in Nashville to go up to a pro writer and ask them to write if you're not a pro writer. And so this kind of gives you that ability to say, oh, I could swipe right on all these pro writers without asking them. And it won't be like bad for me in this industry. But there could be a Jonathan Singleton on the app who actually loves your music and wants to write with you. So he swipes right on you and all of a sudden you have a write you never thought you'd have before. So it just made sense to us at the time.
And I think the other piece too is we talk a lot about the parallelisms, I guess, of songwriting and dating. And so just kind of what Richard was talking about before of getting in the room with somebody and it not, working out or doesn't fit, it's not jiving right away. And us giving that ability to kind of vet that songwriter, kind of like what those dating apps do. And it's for us, it's the ease of adoption, right? It's minimizing friction of using another thing or another tool or learning something else, even at this very early stage. And as we are organically growing, we're not spending a lot of time teaching people how to use it. There's definitely some people that have gone, I don't know what a swipe means. And we can obviously, train them on it. But as a majority, it's been nice because people are just go, oh, I get it. If you say Tinder or Bumble for songwriters, I know what I'm doing. I know how, and you're minimizing the, work that your brain needs to do to understand how does this work? Yeah. And so just kind of taking what's working out there, but, putting it into how songwriters work is kind of why we went that route.
It's very interesting. It's simple and efficient that we've seen over the last decade, yeah. As those things have kind of come out.
Well, and again, right. I think it's one of those, why we, called it, we should write sometime, right. It's all the songwriters go, gosh, man, that's funny. It's simple. I get it. It's honestly just trying to keep it as super simple as possible, mm-hmm. But you're also trying to solve a problem. And how do you mirror those two things? And this has just been a very, at this point, efficient way of doing it.
Yeah, it's funny too because I've heard a lot of stories from songwriters that they say like, yeah, that's what they do is they go around and they meet people, at a bar, at a pizza place, or whatever. And in Nashville, at least, the conversation always turns to, we should write sometime. So it's kind of funny that you guys call it that because I've heard that quite a few times.
They call it the Nashville handshake.
The Nashville handshake, yep.
Yeah, because even when I was in LA for the ASCAP Expo a long time ago, I met someone from Nashville. And she's like, you a songwriter? She was like, yeah, and I'm in Nashville. She's like, oh, we should write sometime. And then came to Nashville and I saw it every day. Like everywhere I went, everyone who said they were a songwriter was like, we should write sometime. But again, that gets you in this weird place where you don't actually know who you're writing with and you get into a room and you waste a whole day because you didn't have the access. You didn't look them up and check out their songs and what they do. And then all of a sudden you get two lyricists in a room. Nobody plays guitar. Then you can't get a song.
It's just poetry.
Yeah. And you think about it too, like some songwriters, they're introverts and going out to writers' rounds and networking events and all these big, things where you can go meet people isn't exactly what they want to be doing and kind of out of their comfort zone. But if that's all they're told is, hey, go to these things and meet people. And you're like, well, I just kind of want to sit in my room with people or sit in a room with people that I know I can write songs with, but not have to go out and, spend money and be out till, late hours in the night and do it that way. Like I'd rather do it, just by sitting on the couch and finding those writers that I would jive with minimizing all of that. So it saves time on just the networking side as well.
Mm-hmm. That's great too, that the app offers that information, mm-hmm. to, see, if they're the same style, the same genre, if they have, skills that you lack in, Like you said, if you get two lyricists in the room, that's kind of not really going to go anywhere as far as the musical side of the song goes.
Yeah. Wrote a good poem.
Yeah, you write a really nice poem, I'm sure. Yeah, that's awesome. How did you guys get started? And tell us a little, you know, a brief summary about what you guys each do individually.
Yeah, if you're talking about like the origin of the idea of the app, it came from, and this is also, it's a two-parter because it's where I come in, like my background and what I do now is, so when I first moved to town, it was to seek out pro songwriters for the veterans that I was bringing to town. So I run a nonprofit called Creative Vets, which is helping combat veterans heal through the arts and music. So we fly veterans in from all over the country to Nashville to write with number one and pro songwriters backstage at the Grand Ole Opry and on Music Row at certain record labels and publishing companies to help them tell their stories for the first time through the healing powers of music. And so I went out every single night until about 3 a.m. and I don't even drink. And I just went out just to find songwriters, to go to writers' rounds and find these songwriters to write with veterans, because I knew I needed at least two writers for every veteran. And it got to this point to where I've living here for 3 years and I just met my now-to-be wife, and I'm like, I don't want to go out anymore. I don't want to go out and try to find these songwriters. Why can't I just sit at home and find songwriters from the comfort of my own home? And that's when this whole idea came to me. And I instantly called Kevin and shot this by him and saying, hey, do you think this would work? This is something that I would need personally for Creative Vets, so that we could put a Creative Vets thing up here and songwriters can match with it. And I could spend more time with my wife. And he loved the idea. He jumped on board. And I mean, we instantly started storyboarding what this is going to look like, talking about all the things that it could do for the community, and thinking about how big this can get to where you can have people from Dubai who are relocating to LA to find top liners and just changing the way music is created. So that's how it started a few years back. And that's what I do is Creative Vets.
Yeah, and my background has been in tech, but you know, music has always been that other passion of mine that I wanted to get into this space. And I, when Richard kind of came to me with this idea, I was doing a podcast. You know, it was called Nashville Hits Collecting Dust with a really good buddy. His name was Donald Jenkins, and you know, he would bring on singer songwriters, musicians, and talk not so much about their music per se, just because he wasn't in music himself, but more just kind of a story, motivational type of conversation. But, you know, he was talking to a lot of these singer-songwriters, musicians, and I just wanted to be around it. And so I just asked, like, hey, can I help in some fashion? And I ended up being like his Chewy, you know, on it for a while. And we did a lot of episodes with really great people, and I kept hearing the same thing over and over with them when they were telling their story of just like when they moved to Nashville, of how hard it was to connect. And, you know, I was going out and trying to meet people, and it was just hard, and I didn't want to do it all the time. And it, so the timing of it was perfect. And when Richard came to me and kind of said the idea, and I was like, man, you know what? I keep hearing that too. We did some research, you know, for 3 hours, I think, and just didn't find any apps that were, you know, up to date on just focusing on songwriters. There's some websites out there, but in this day and age, it was nothing focused specifically on songwriters. And so, you know, we got out the big whiteboard, started doing some wireframes, and sent it off to a good buddy of mine that does development work, and started, you know, that whole legal process of getting it going. So it was like one evening where we went from idea to wireframes to getting, you know, developer on board. And then, you know, a quick side note with that is, you know, we worked on it for 8 months with my buddy that does development, and, you know, we were rocking and rolling. It all looked good. And, you know, after 8 months, he sent us an email and said, hey, you know, I quit, essentially.
Wow.
And reason, you know, we look back now and honestly, you know, that was the best thing that probably could have happened to us. It was tough and hard then, because you feel like you wasted 8 months. But now we know that if that didn't happen, we're not sure where we would be now. And you know, everything's great with he and I as friends, but you know, he had personal stuff going on and we needed a full-time developer, dev shop, if you will. And so, it was one of those lessons of, okay, you know, you've been working on it and then it stops, you know, pick yourself up and keep going at it. And so, that's where people are like, how long did it take from idea to launch? And it's like, well, there was this big gap, but we look back at it now and say, you know, we almost had to start over, but it was for the best.
Yeah, because we were trying to do too much in one little spot. Like, we're like, well, let's have a rhyming dictionary inside the app. Let's have this. Let's have this. All these things that would be functional for a songwriter. But it wasn't until we kind of, as we were building this out and he was working on it, we really looked back at it and we were doing all this research on business and apps and development and the agile system. And we're like, oh, wait, we're doing too much too fast. We need to just make sure this product does what we want it to do, which is put two people in a room together or Skype together, which means that all they need to do is be able to connect and then message each other just to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it kind of really saved us, because we didn't dump so much money into it with all these bells and whistles and then drop it and it just be a crap app that nobody knows and understands.
Yeah,
because, you know, and I always quote, it's pretty cliche now, but Reid Hoffman, when he talks about, you know, if you aren't embarrassed by your first release, then you've launched too late, kind of thing. And there's definitely things that in the last year since we've launched, and there's still things, you know, pictures don't load as fast as we'd want. And there's little bugs and things that we're always fixing. But at the core of it, it's, hey, it works. And we're just connecting songwriters and we'll make it, you know, run like a Ferrari and where we want it to go from the functionality side, but it's get it out there, let songwriters connect, help them start writing songs and help them do what they love. And so that was kind of that looking back now, yeah, we would probably still be in development maybe if we wanted to add in all the things that we initially thought. And so, you know, it was kind of a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And I've noticed as I've kind of browsed through the app, that it's very user friendly. It's not complicated. And that's something that I look for in apps because that's how my brain works, you know?
Yeah.
And if that's something that you guys, you know, add on later on, like if you add the rhyming dictionary, if you add that kind of stuff, you know, it's still so simple. And for me, it's like, if you add that later on, like that will only benefit me because I'm already used to using the app.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Yep. Yeah, we're pretty excited about our roadmap and where it could lead. And again, I appreciate you saying those nice things, because that's kind of the way we always want to do it, is minimize how much you have to think about how to use it. And that way you spend more time on songwriting and finding those other co-writes. And, you know, it's funny just, you know, if people have never used dating apps before and I say swipe right and I watch them swipe left and I have to go, well, that was left. you know, so there's still some, you know, some teaching and learning about swiping if no one's ever done it, which makes sense. But again, that's the small minority. And all those things, you know, we'll make seamless and fix if someone messes up. But it is funny sometimes seeing that. We're like, oh, that's left, swipe right. Well, that's why we put the buttons at the bottom where we're like, or you can just press right or nah, and that's easier. So
yeah. Yeah, it kind of clarifies it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you guys have any tips for using the app as far as like setting up the profile and like making it look presentable? What are some things, some tips that you have for the listeners?
Yeah, I would say more the merrier, right? I think it's in my introductory email, like I always kind of list out, you know, hey, here's what makes a really good profile. And within the bio, right, that's a big piece of it, of giving a little more information about yourself, especially if maybe you're geolocating to another city, putting that in your profile, right? It's, hey, I'm going to be in LA January 12th through the 15th looking to set up co-writes. That being in that kind of first sentence of your bio, that way people know that are on the app in LA, like, hey, this is somebody that's coming here to set up rights in advance. But then also kind of giving as much information about what you're looking for, your background, those type of things just in that bio. But the critical piece is obviously if you do have links to SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, any of your music, you know, putting that in there so that people can really listen to you. And if it's just social media, we see a lot of Instagram in there as well. If people say, hey, like I'm just getting started, but I have some things on Instagram or Facebook or a website, that is critical, right? It's, you know, I think when you look at dating apps and you see just the picture, you typically just swipe left. You know, on this, it's obviously a little more in depth than a passion and a hobby that people are getting into. So the more information, the better, just on the bio side.
Yeah, and the music is the key. Like, that's that photo in the dating app, because I won't swipe right on anybody that doesn't have their music listed. Mm-hmm. And when I do, I really go in there and listen. I'm listening to the lyric. Even if it's not them singing it, I'm still listening to the lyric and seeing how it came up, and just putting myself in that room and seeing how good and how compatible we're going to be based off of that, the way that the writer's writing music.
Yeah, to that point, right? It's if, hey, I do lyrics. Like, I'm really strong at lyrics. We've gotten questions like, but, you know, my music that I have made isn't great. Like, you know, it doesn't sound good, the quality. And it's like, well, that's okay, right? If you're telling people you do lyrics and you're putting out music and you're like, but I don't want them to judge me on the melody and the sound of it, just on the lyrics part. That's where this is really helpful, as you go, hey, I'm looking for lyrics. I'm not listening to the melody and the whole song. I'm just kind of listening for the lyric part. Will definitely help.
Yeah. You can kind of list your strengths and then kind of compliment other people where they lack.
That's right.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. So for the listeners out there, go to, are you guys on Apple and Android?
Yep. Cool. Yep. We're on both Google Play and Apple. Just type in, we should write some time, either with spaces or not. It should both pull up just pretty quickly.
Cool. And it looks like an orange pick with a W and an S and a treble clef on it. Right.
You got it.
Yep.
Yep.
So look for that. Get on there, start swiping, and find your true love companion songwriter, right?
We always say swipe right.
Swipe right. Yep. W R I T E, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Absolutely.
There you go. Well, last thing I want to ask you before we close here is, do you have any success stories? Anybody that's contacted you after having a successful swipe and a successful song written?
So Richard's got a pretty good story from a user from New York.
Yeah, it wasn't like a success on the radio or anything, but I was here in Nashville. I knew I was about to go to Dallas. And she, in her profile, she said, hey, I'm from New York, New Jersey area. I'll be in Nashville from November 6th to 8th looking for co-writes. And so I swiped right on her. She swiped right on me. And I was like, hey, I'm not actually going to be here during these dates, but I'm the co-founder of this app. And I just really want to know if this works for you, because you're the exact type of person we're going for, the one who's coming to town for the first time and needs to set up rights and doesn't have to go mingle and hang out at bars the whole time they're here just to write later. And then I messaged her back after I came home and I said, hey, how was it? And she said, oh my God, it was amazing. I was there for 3 days and I had three awesome writes that I set up through the app. And I was like, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And we just recently had something this air this morning that we'll send over to you that you can link to this, which is the News Channel 5 here in Nashville did a story on us, and they showed one of the writers who's not really connected in Nashville connect with a more popular writer artist, and they write in a song, and they did a whole little thing on us, like a little news clip on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what we've started to do, right, is just because now we're at that phase of saying, hey, now people have been on it for a good amount of time. You know, I've posted one song that two writers that met on the app have written together, and I put it out there. And so I've also sent like an email like, hey, once you've connected with somebody and written a song, let us promote it, right? Like, let us get it out there. And we've got a good, you know, list of songs we got sent to us that we'll eventually promote and get out there. But I think it's one of, at this stage, right, it's helping people connect, letting them write songs, and let us get it out there and you know, eventually, you know, get it to the people that need to hear it within the music industry.
Yeah, so if you writers out there actually write a song based off someone you found on our app, please send it to us, because it could be promoted on all our socials.
Yeah, and that will only benefit you even more than the app.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, you know, Richard's really humble about this stuff, but his connections within the music industry, you know, and the people he knows because of his nonprofit and the wonderful things he's doing with that, right? It's you know, us getting in front of the people that, you know, songwriters would want to get in front of and promote those songs, and so that the right ears are hearing the music. And so that's a big advantage that we have. Instead of, you know, it's fantastic to promote all songs across all socials, but it's how do we take it a little bit further and get it in front of the right people. And so that's a big thing that we're planning on.
Yeah, because we want that success too, to show the app works. So I mean, if we hear a song that I just know is killer, I'm going to bring it to some people that I know to try to push it for success, not for just the songwriters, but for us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's good to know from, you know, from the songwriter's perspective. Like, if they're getting on this app to do that, they have you guys as a connection, you know, and they can, if they do have a successful song, they can send it your way. And then there's that chance of, you know,
yeah,
having it go further.
Yep. Again, and you know, I thank God for Richard, because I couldn't pick up the phone or get connections like he has. And so that's the beauty of it, is to that point of how do we just help, even if you're not in Nashville and not connected with anyone, but man, we got my song from, I was in the middle of, you know, Idaho, and I wrote a song with somebody in LA, and now someone in Nashville is listening to it and there's interest, yeah. Right? Like, wow. Like that's what we want.
That's what every songwriter dreams of too. That's, yep. I mean, that's where they yeah. want their music to get to, is somebody that can take it somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, publish it or whatever, get it out to the world.
You got it. That's right.
Well, that's great, guys. I really appreciate you guys coming on the show and yeah. talking about your app. I think it's a great tool for songwriters. I'm going to keep using it, and I'm pretty new to it. So I'm going to, you know,
yeah.
share it with all my friends. I'm in a program here at East Tennessee State University. It's a bluegrass old time country music program. And, nice. I'm sure all of them can benefit from that in some way. So,
well, we can't thank you enough, because it was great talking with you. But any way we can help, just please let us know.
Sounds great. Thanks again, guys.
All right. Thanks, Mitch. See ya.